Okay, I'm on. Hi, it's all you. You've called in. God bless your heart. And like Allison shared the other night when she shared God's word, it truly is a privilege and an honor and always a great, great expectation on our part to share God's word to the family as we hold forth reminders and truths in his word. So I'm always excited when it's leading up to this moment when you hear that the recording has started. But you know what? Each and every one of us, what we do in life is being recorded in God's heart. So I just want to say God bless your hearts and trust that you will be energized by the time we're done. So as far as the title goes, if you're taking notes, the title is called Equipped with God's Promises. Equipped with God's Promises. Question. Have you ever been car shopping before? I can look across the room and I can see several people that have done that. Right? Well, the question is, what's the first thing people usually do when they're on the car lot looking at a vehicle that they're interested in? What's the first thing?
Price.
Yeah, but to get the price, what do they have to do? Look at the window sticker, right? You look at the window sticker. And it's to see exactly what comes with this car and its features, okay? Not to mention, how much does it cost? Guys usually go for the price first, and then we see the features if in fact it has what we're looking for. Bear with us, there's a technical difficulty. Okay. I don't know if I need to start over, but nonetheless, when we're out car shopping and you're on the car lot, the first thing you look at is the window sticker to see the features and how much the car costs. A lot of these features or things you get with a new car, such as leather seats maybe, air conditioning, a nice stereo system, and many, many other things. Not to mention, you have plug-ins for your charging ports, your cell phones, even laptops. Anyway, many, many other things. Well, our window sticker for a godly abundant life is found in his word. That's where we'll see God's window sticker for us. And where we can go to it anytime we would like to. And you don't have to see how much it costs because it costs us nothing. And it costs God everything. So on his window sticker that we'll find in the Bible, and we'll see some stuff that's on there, it costs us nothing. Zero. You don't have to get it financed. Now, God has some plugins too, but the plugin of all plugins is the plugins into his power, grace, love, wisdom, to mention a few. That's just to mention a few. So we need to take full advantage of all these features God freely gives us. So if somebody wants to know what kind of vehicle you're driving, you can say the all-new everlasting Holy Spirit. And do we just take it for a test drive or around the block? Well, I sure hope not. Because we want to take it for the long haul. And this is what the manufacturer would want us to do. And who is the manufacturer? God Almighty. God Almighty. I can remember people would ask you, well, how did that work out as far as the car you're shopping for? We know that with God and the life he gives us, it works out perfectly fine every time because we're backed by his warranty. We're backed by the power of the Holy Spirit. I sure hope we do because it's something that we need to remember in our lives. It's very, very important is to use what God has given us. And knowing this, the vehicle versus the new man vehicle, there is no comparison. None. No comparison. Because our God has given us only the best stuff. All right? So, as we realize some of these features that we have, we need to use them, remembering they're unlimited and they go on forever. It's bumper to bumper with the Father and His coverage. Okay? Do we believe that? That's the question that's posed to each and every person. Do you believe that? The package that God gives us, is it something you believe? Okay? If so, do we drive like a son of God, or do we continue using the old nature vehicle? Trade it in. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. We've been given the keys to a new life, so let's drive for the Father. Okay? Let's drive for the Father. And now let's look at some of the features, or the featured promises in God's window sticker, the Bible, which is backed again by the manufacturer. Okay? The word shalt, S-H-A-L-T, implies a promise. Okay? It implies a promise. So let's look at some of these shalts in a verse of Scripture we're all familiar with. But I never looked at it this way until I worked that particular word. It implies a promise. Two of the words shall in this verse are us promising to God. The third shall is God promising to us. So in case you haven't guessed what that is, we're going to go to Romans 10:9. Romans 10:9. And a verse we're all aware of, it simply says that if thou shalt, okay, this is the promise on our part, confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in your heart, another promise from us, that God hath raised him from the dead, here's God's shalt, thou shalt be what?
Saved.
Another promise that the Almighty God has for us, and that's that God has a plan for our lives. Okay, He has a plan for our lives. And to see this one, please go to Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. The rest of these pretty much I'll be reading in the NLT. So, again, remember, we're reading from God's window sticker, okay? So Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. God already knew where we would be today in His family, okay? Has God programmed us like a robot? Of course not. But He knows the heart we have, because that's what He looks at, right? Our heart. And He knew that we'd be willing and able to hold forth the good news. So God says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. We have a future. It just happens to be eternal. We have a hope, Jesus Christ. See, when you delve into what these verses are saying, you can see the truth and the promises God has made us. Now, another promise that Almighty God has, will fight for His people. All we have to do is to remain still. Okay? So for this, please go to Exodus 14, 14. Exodus 14, 14. It says, the Lord Himself, God Almighty, He's not putting it off on anyone else, the Lord Himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. Isn't that comforting to know? Just stay calm. I'm not saying God's a bodyguard, but I'm saying He's there to fight for you. Okay? Who can separate us from the love of God? Well, let's look at Isaiah 54:10. Isaiah 54:10. For the mountains may move, and the hilltops disappear. But even then, my faithful love for you will remain. My covenant of blessings will never be broken, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. Another comforting promise that we have. Things will change all around, but not our Father and His covenant with us and the promises that He gives us. God has promises to give us all that is needed for a task. Okay? And to see this one, please go to James 1:5. James chapter 1 and in verse 5. It says, if you need wisdom, who here needs wisdom? I know I need it every day. So part of my morning prayer is for wisdom for that day. For that day. Both at home with my wife, I want to keep her happy. And at work to have a prosperous day with my coworkers, supervisor, and everyone else that's included. So it says, if you need wisdom, ask. Our generous God is who you ask, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. God's not going to say, he needs to know a little bit more about this matter. Why are you bothering me? Why are you bugging me? No. He's going to give it to you. You just got to be ready to listen to what He's going to hold forth. Or He may even remind you to go to His Word, to a particular verse of Scripture or a record. And we'll talk about that. Okay? God promises that if we participate in the ministry of the gospel, we will be blessed. Okay? And to see this one, go over to Philippians chapter 4, please. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. These are some fantastic promises that we need to hang on to. If you need to write them down later, I can give them to you. I've got them all here. Philippians 4:19. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from His glorious riches. You know, you've heard in life people say, oh, my Father, He's rich, right? We got a Father that's truly rich. He never runs out of whatever it is we need. Which, His glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. It caused Christ Jesus' life to give us what we have today, to have the direct access with the Father, because He never runs out of the good stuff for us. We just got to ask Him with that humble heart, okay? Now, look at Psalms 50:15, please. Psalms chapter 50 and verse 15.
15?
15, 1-5. Psalms 50:15 says, then call on me when you are in trouble. Again, who's ever had trouble in their life? Those of you who've called in, I see your hands raised. But it says, then call on me when you're in trouble, and I will rescue you, and will give you, you will give me glory. And why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we? God is into helping His children. No one's stronger than that. So, God is good how much of the time?
All the time.
Can't hear you. God is good what?
All the time.
Thank you. God is good all the time. Look at Psalms 86:5. Psalms 86 and verse 5. I love this verse. It says, O Lord, You are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for Your help. God's there waiting for us to ask Him for help. Even if it comes, even if it's for doing His will, God's going to give you the words to speak or what to do. Okay? Because you want to move for the Father. God is good all the time. Praise Him. So let's close in Hebrews chapter 6, please. Go to Hebrews chapter 6. And verse 17. Hebrews 6:17. God also bound himself with an oath so that those who received the promise could be perfectly sure that he would never change his mind. Verse 18. So God has given both his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable. Unchangeable, because it is impossible for God to lie. Therefore, we who have fled to him for refuge can have great confidence. And I've heard that word in many, many manifestations, confidence. As we hold to the hope that lies before us. And we know that that's Jesus Christ. But we have the confidence in knowing this. So, with that being said, we're going to listen to a song that ties in with tonight's sharing. And I want you to enjoy this, please. It's titled, The Promises of His Love.
God keeps his promises, his word is true. He always does what he says he will do. God keeps his promises, his word is true. God keeps his promises to me and you. God said he would keep his people safe. He would give them a home, they would never be alone. God said, when we trust in Jesus' name, we will live with him forever. God keeps his promises, his word is true. He always does what he says he will do. God keeps his promises. His word is true. God keeps his promises to me and you. God said he would keep his people safe. He would give them a home. They would never be alone. God said when we trust in Jesus' name, we will live with him forever. God keeps his promises, his word is true. He always does what he says he will do. God keeps his promises, his word is true. God keeps his promises to me and you. God keeps his promises to me and you.
Of his love and truth. So, as we go through our lives day by day, reflecting on those promises is always something that fills you up, that always shows you that your God account is full all the time, overflowing. And I just wanted to point it out by showing you some of these verses that cover different things, but yet they're all promises. So, gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for giving us an abundant life, Father. After all, it costs you everything, Father, and it costs us to believe. And Father, we do. We believe everything that you hold forth for us because you want the best for each and every person here and around this world. So I pray for everyone that we can always reflect on these, Father, when our lives seem to be in a tailspin. We can go to your word. We can recall in our hearts the promises you have for us and how you love us dearly, Father. And we are a blessed family. Truly, we are. So we ask you to continue to give us opportunities to hold forth this beautiful good news that you've given the world. And it's in Jesus Christ's powerful, healing, and delivering name. Amen.
Amen.
That's fellowship.